Sometimes physical hunger isn't the only reason we choose to eat. Mindless eating can bring comfort and mask other issues. But this week on WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Take Care, hosts Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen speak with Lynn Rossi, a clinical psychologist at the University of Missouri's Wellness Program, who helps people learn to check in with their bodies, recognize when they're full, and avoid overeating.
Dr. Rossi, why do you think people have such disordered relationships with food?
People are disordered around food because a lot of them have been on diets and they don't really know how to tap into their own internal signals about how to eat.
And you often say diets don't work. You think diets play into this lack of ability in terms of knowing when we're hungry.
Right, because if you're looking at a diet, you're not really tapping into your own hunger signals about how to guide you to eat and when to stop. And so you're just listening to some kind of, diet plan to tell you what to do.
You advocate mindful eating. What exactly do you mean by that?
Well, in mindful eating, you're completely present for the experience of eating, how the food tastes, when your body is getting full, when your body is hungry. You're paying attention to how the food tastes, and you're really savoring it, and you're really enjoying it, and you're not guilty about it, no matter what it is that you're eating.
What you're saying is, when you're eating, relax, take a moment, taste your food, really paying attention.
Right, exactly, without judgment. Oftentimes, people judge themselves about what they're eating. I shouldn't be eating this, but I'm going to do it anyway. I shouldn't look the way I look, and so I shouldn't be eating this. We're very self-critical in this culture, and so constantly people are judging themselves, and they're judging how they're eating.
So the whole thing is fraught with conflict, really, and we've gotten away from food as nutrition because we have all these other things going on.
Absolutely. And we're not really paying attention to the pleasure that eating can give us. We're just not present for any of the experience from the beginning to the end. We're focused on something else.
In your program, Eat for Life, you're teaching people mindful eating and other techniques so that they can reconnect with how their body feels and feeling good about their bodies. What are the results that you found among the people you've worked with?
So from the research that I conducted, people do increase in mindfulness, which is this ability to be present without judgment. They also increase in body appreciation, which we know is associated with better eating habits. Also, people increase on intuitive eating, which is eating based on hunger signals as opposed to environmental signals or emotional signals. And people also decrease binge eating. And all of the changes are actually mediated by mindfulness.
If you could get someone to take one step in this direction, they may say, oh, I don't want to sit there and slow down on my eating or think about my eating, but I'm willing to make one change to improve my relationship with food. What would you have them do?
Tap into your own internal body signals, and then you'll be able to determine what's right for you. You don't need somebody outside of you telling you, don't eat this, don't eat that. Because every time you get those, don't eat this or that, you're going to want it, right? And so have it respectfully and notice, is it something you really want? And if it is, how much of it is appropriate? I always like to ask, how many brownies in a pound of brownies is enough, you can discover that on your own by just tasting it and really being present for the experience.
That was clinical psychologist and mindful eating expert Lynn Rossi speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. More of their conversation can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Saturday morning at 6:30 and Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.